one of the more strange setting the bar stories that I think I've done this past week.
That's saying something.
Yeah, on 99.7 DJX. It deals with another man's meat. Okay.
Okay, explain, sir.
If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a bunch of meat to cook with your girlfriend, but then you find out your girlfriend is cooking meat with someone else, you're doing okay. What and no, it's not a euphemism for something else.
Okay.
It is literal meat.
Okay, all right. So what, she's cooking around? Is that what we're saying?
Listen, Henny.
Henny?
Decided he was going to steal nearly $4,000 worth of meat from a couple of grocery stores in Florida.
Okay, that's a lot of meat.
He was like, this is going to be great. This is going to be great.
Hopefully he's got a really big deep freeze.
Well, he drove to his girlfriend's house.
Okay.
And he was going to be like, hey, let's cook some meat.
Okay.
And found her cooking with another man.
She was already cooking meat with someone else.
Literally.
Like, babe, I've already got steaks. Thanks so much.
So then he was like, well, got in his feels and threw away all the meat.
Oh, don't trash the meat. It's not the meat's fault. She's all like, what is the, this must have been like her love language, steak.
I don't know if that is a love language.
She made it one.
But the sheriff said this was a calculated high stakes operation and wasn't just a case of someone trying to meet their budget.
Meat. Oh, man. So now he's in trouble with the law and he's lost his girlfriend.
And his heart is broken.
That's a double whammy. What a bad week.
She probably was like, you know what? If you really loved me, you would get me as much meat as I want. And so he's like, you know what? $4,000. I'm going to do it.
Done, honey.
Done. Let's not worry about how I got it.
I got you the good stuff, too. Filet mignon.
That's right. Filet mignon.
I got you filet mignon.
I got you some brisket, some pork, some lamb.
He's just doing New York strip.
Then he's there to show off his newly acquired meat.
He's like, my meat's better.
And she was there with some other guy cooking meat.
Tasting his meat. That is tragic. That's tragic.
That is tragic.
That's tragic on many levels. Anyway, you slice it up and serve it with potatoes.
I know. It's terrible. Dang. So, poor Henny.
And the worst part is all that wasted meat.
I know, all the wasted meat.
Probably would have grilled up so good.
I know. I would have loved to get my hands on his meat.
We could have had like a community barbecue.
Yeah.
A little grill out sesh.
Anyways, that's your setting the bar story.
I would have eaten the meat.
I know you would have. You probably would have liked to gotten your hands on some of his meat too.
I'd bring side dishes and everything.
If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a bunch of meat to cook for your girlfriend, then you find out your girlfriend's cooking meat with someone else, you're doing okay.
Such a bizarre way to try to win over a heart.
That's right.
You know?